بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we send peace and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Once again, respected listeners, it's another episode of this program, Al-Arabiyyatu lil-jami', Arabic for all. And in this program, we are learning the language of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Arabic language, the language of the Quran, the language of the salah and dua. And indeed, if we make an intention, inshallah, that we are learning this language, that we can understand better the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and understand the Quran al-Kareem, and the du'as which we are reciting, the masnoon du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then for sure, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept from us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us and will give us a lot of reward. Right, engineering for us today, brother Usama Ridwan, inshallah. I'm just asking him to close the door. Instead of closing the door, he just went outside. Okay. Now I'm just telling him to close the door. Okay. Actually, today is a lesson. Every second program, we're having a lesson. And the other program, or the other week, we get the revision. So it's today, it's a lesson. And in this lesson, we are studying Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 51, Surah 2, verse number 51. Open your kitab, and what an honor to learn from the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We learn the Arabic language from the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verse number 51 on chapter number 2. وَإِذْ وَاعَدْنَا مُوسَىٰ أَرْبَعِينَ لَيْلَةً ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعَدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. وَإِذْ, that wow is a conjunction, means and. Wa, and. Wa idh, alif, hamza under the alif, thal, idh, it's pronounced like that, idh. Wa idh, and when, or remember when. Wa'adna Musa, wa'adna Musa, wa'ada, yu'a'id, yu'a'id means to set an appointment, yu'a'id means to set an appointment. Ya, waw, alif, ayn, dal. Ya waw alif ayn dal, yuwa'id in the present tense. There is maw'id, an appointment, it's called maw'id. Mim waw ayn dal. Ladayya maw'id, I have an appointment. Ladayya maw'id, I have an appointment. So maw'id means an appointment. Mim waw ayn and dal. Wa'adna, past tense. Wa'adna, we appointed. For Musa, we appointed for him, we made an appointment for him, wa'adna, to meet us, to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jabal al-Tur. When we made, remember when we made an appointment for Musa, Musa alayhi salam, the prophet of Allah, Musa, it's in Arabic, the English is Moses, they say. Arba'ina, 40, arba'in, we started the number, we said, thalathin, arba'in, khamsin, arba'in means 40. Arba'a means four. Arba'een, 40. Arba'een laylatan. Arba'een laylatan. We have made an appointment for Musa alayhi salam for 40 days. 40 nights, sorry. Layla is a night. Layla. Lam, ya, lam, and round ta. Layla means night. 40 nights. Arba'een layla. So he was absent from his people, from his nation for 40 days. ثم اتخذتم العجل ثم اتخذتم العجل ثم then ثم means then ثم then اتخذتم العجل you took the calf. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding Banu Israel, the children of Israel, the Israel nation. He was reminding them of his favors upon him, that how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved them from the Pharaoh. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that drowned the Pharaoh. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after that, when he gave appointment to Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam to be absent from his people for 40 days, then what did the children of Israel did? They took the calf as a god. ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ. Then you took the calf from after him, from after that. مِنْ بَعْدِهِ. Al-ajl means the calf. It was actually a golden calf. They make it. They made it themselves. They made their own idol by their own hands. and then worshipping it. Imagine that. Somebody might think, oh, where's the mind of those people? They're making their own idol and then they're worshipping the idol. Some people make like that. And they have their own justification for such lies about God Almighty. They have their own justification for making idols and then worshipping it. But it's useless justification. It's making no sense. ثُمَّ اتَّخَذْتُمُ الْعِجْلَ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ You have taken the calf, the golden calf, after that, مِنْ بَعْدِهِ From after him also can be. مِنْ from بَعْدِهِ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ From after him. From after Musa a.s. left them. مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بَعْد means after. While قَبْل means before. قَبْل before, بَعْد after. بَعْدِهِ That refers to the Prophet. مِنْ بَعْدِهِ From after him. وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ While you are wrongdoers or oppressors. Oppressors here refers to oppressing yourself. You can also oppress yourself by staying away from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded. By doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbidding. So you're oppressing yourself in that manner. وَأَنْتُمْ ظَالِمُونَ And you are wrongdoers. You were wrongdoers when you did that. So Allah reminds them in the next verse. In the next verse he says, ثُمَّ then عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ We forgave you. عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ عَفَوْنَا يَعْفُ means to forgive. To forgive or to pardon. يَعْفُ الْعَفُ Pardon me. Sorry. الْعَفُ Oh, اعْفِينِي Pardon me. It's an expression means pardon me. الْعَفُ اعْفِينِي Forgive me or pardon me. عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ Past tense. We forgave you. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the noon alif, which is the plural, royal plural. عَفَوْنَا We forgave you. It doesn't mean there is many. No, it means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using the linguistic royal plural. عَفَوْنَا It's for respect. He used عَفَوْنَا We forgave you. The king speaking about himself. عَفَوْنَا عَنْكُمْ We forgave you. من بعد ذلك From after that. من from بعد after we just spoke about it. بعد باء عين دال ذلك is that. من بعد ذلك لعلكم تشكرون So that you may. لعلكم means maybe or so that you may be تشكرون So that you may be grateful. تشكرون يشكر to be grateful or thankful يشكر the verb means to thank or to show gratitude that's يشكر شكرا thank you شكرا means thank you revision on that word شكرا that expression شكرا means thank you تشكرون so that you may be showing gratitude that you may be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and praise him تشكرون that's verse number 52 We'll stop here by 52. And inshallah in the coming programs we'll study from 52. وَإِذْ أَتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَالْفُرْقَانَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَهْتَدُونَ Right. We'll stop here inshallah by verse number 52. Then we're studying also some expressions which we prepared for you. General expressions. In the past few programs we're studying the general expressions that is needed in Arabic dialogues. One of them today, I hope you write it down, is very important. These expressions are very important. You will use it a lot. We are using it actually a lot in English. So that means we are also going to be using it a lot in Arabic. Tamam. Tamam. All right. Good. Okay. That's all meaning for tamam. It's like it's more slang word, this word tamam. It refers to perfection. That's, all right. Everything is all right. Tamam. It's more slang word, more colloquial Arabic, say tamam. However, it's also a classical Arabic, tamam, which means full or completion or perfection, tamam. But it's a word or an expression used today to refer to when someone is asking you something and you want to say, right, everything is all right, tamam means everything is fine. Okay. Ma'ad Allah. Ma'ad Allah comes in the Quran as well. Ma'ad Allah. May Allah protect us. Ma'ad Allah. May Allah protect. Or Allah forbid. Allah forbids. That's ma'ad Allah. Ma'ad Allah. Mim ayn alif dal. Min Allah. Ma'ad Allah. Tura limada. You think why? Or do you think why? Oh, I wonder why. See in English, we say it a lot. I wonder why. Why is he doing that? Tura limada. I wonder why. Tura limada is, oh, I wonder why. Tura limada. Tura is ta ra ya maqsura, which is pronounced as an alif. Limada, lam mim alif, thal alif. Limada, why? Limada is why. We studied it when we studied the questions. We said limada means why. Limada fa'alta hada, why did you do that? Limada akalta, why did you eat? لماذا شربت? Why did you drink? لماذا تذهب? Why do you go? ترى لماذا? I wonder why. ترى لماذا is I wonder why. Remember there is a question from the questions which we ask every second week. It's called, when do we say this expression? When do we say this expression? When do we say ترى لماذا? So you need to explain to me, when do we say that? ترى لماذا? We say it when we are asking or don't know something and we're asking somebody about it. Tura limada. I wonder why is that? You're kidding. You say this in English. You're kidding. Anta tamzah. You're kidding. Anta tamzah. Ana amzah. I'm kidding. Or I'm joking. Ana amzah. Yamzah means to joke or to make some fun. Yamzah. Ya mim zain ha. Yamzah. أنا أمزح. I'm joking. I'm kidding. أنت تمزح. You're joking. Right? تمزح. تا ميم زين أن حا. The next expression. مهلا. مهلا. Just one word. مهلا. Hold on. مهلا. Hold on. ميم ها لام ألف. Which is pronounced. ميم ها لام ألف. It means مهلا. And it means, sorry, hold on. Hold on is mahlan. What about good luck? Good luck. Try to figure out this one. Good luck. Want to say to someone, good luck in Arabic. Good luck. Havvan sa'idan. Havvan sa'idan. Good luck. Ha-va alif. Havvan. Then سعيداً سا عين يا دال آن ألف سايا السين سين عين يا دال آن ألف سعيداً حظاً سعيداً good luck or happy luck حظاً سعيداً good luck سعيد only literally means happy سعيد سين عين يا دال سعيد means happy and pleased. Some people keep it as a male name. As the name of Sahabi, actually, Sayyidina Sa'id ibn Jubayr, and Sayyidina Sa'id ibn al-Musayyab, and many Sahaba got this name Sa'id. Sa'id means happy and pleased. For female, Sa'ida. Sa'ida, happy and pleased. Havvan Sa'idan. Good luck. I swear to you. I swear to you. Uqsim lak. This expression, I swear to you, is Uqsim lak. I swear to you that this and this and that happened. أقسم لك ألف قاف سين ميم then لك لام كاف أقسم لك I swear to you أقسم لك قسم 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 is an oath قسم قاف سين ميم قسم an oath it's not قسم some people we hear them saying قسم no it's not قسم you don't stress on the سين it's قسم قسم أقسم is the verb أقسم I take an oath أقسم بالله I take an oath by Allah this and this happen and always when a believer is taking a قسم he's taking a قسم by Allah that's what Islam is teaching us can't take a قسم by anything else some people take a قسم say by my nobility by this by my family by my children that's not allowed in Islam Take a qasam, you take a qasam by Allah. And it's better that you avoid taking a qasam. لا تكن ساذج. لا تكن savage. Don't be silly. Say this in English. Don't be silly. What is the meaning of that in Arabic? لا تكن savage. If you're talking to a female, لا تكوني ساذجة. لا تكوني ساذجة. لا تكن ساذج. ساذج is سين ألف ذال جيم. سين ألف ذال جيم. لا تكن ساذج. Don't be silly. Great. عظيم. Great. عظيم. عين ضاء يا ميم. عظيم is great. We use it a lot in English. Oh, that's great. هذا عظيم. هذا عظيم. That's great. Right, another one. Frankly. Frankly, let me tell you. Frankly. دعني أخبرك. Let me tell you. دعني أخبرك. Frankly, بصراحة. Frankly means بصراحة in Arabic. Frankly, بصراحة. بصادرة. ألف حاء and round تاء بصراحة باء صادرة ألف حاء and round تاء بصراحة. Alright, بصراحة is frankly. Never mind, never mind. لا عليك. Never mind. لا عليك. That's the Arabic word for it. لا عليك. Never mind. لام ألف عين لام ياء and كاف. لا عليك means never mind. That's لا عليك. Alright. The next one. خير الأمور الوسط. خير الأمور الوسط. The best is to be moderate. The best of matters is to follow, is to be moderate. It's an expression actually that used in Arabic. خير الأمور الوسط. The best thing is to be moderate. That's how they say it. خير الأمور الوسط. Another one. هل أنت جاد? Are you serious? هل أنت جاد? Are you serious? That's هل أنت جاد? هل أنت جاد? هل أنت جاد means are you serious. جاد is serious. جيم ألف دال. جاد. My name also means serious. جاد. Serious. Right. There is another meaning for جاد which is generous. Generous. Generous or kind also. Right. We have finished now the expressions. I don't want to overload you with so many expressions, but I just want you to memorize what we have studied, inshallah. And we will be, in the next program, we'll be asking some questions related to that. But I wish to give you some homework for today. Maybe you be able to answer this homework, inshallah, and think about it. Some few expressions that I want to give, and I want you to think about it and write it down and be able to give me the meaning in the next program. These expressions are actually like wisdoms. One of them says, من يسرق البيضة يسرق الدجاجة. من يسرق البيضة يسرق الدجاجة. I hope you write it down and look for the meaning. من يسرق البيضة يسرق الدجاجة. Alright. The next one. من يده في الماء ليس كمن يده في النار. من يده في الماء ليس كمن يده في النار. Again, I'm going to say both of them, those two expressions. I wish you remember them. One of them is, من يسرق البيضة يسرق الدجاجة. من يسرق البيضة يسرق الدجاجة. من ميم نون يسرق ياء سين راء قاف البيضة ألف لام باء ياء ضاد and round تاء. Then يسرق الدجاجة. الدجاجة is ألف لام دال جيم ألف جيم and round تاء الدجاجة. The other one is من يده في الماء ليس كمن يده في النار. من ميم نون يده يا دال ها في فياء الماء ألف لام ميم ألف أن همزة then ليس لام ياء سين كمن كاف ميم نون يده again ياء دالها في إن فياء النار ألف لام نون ألف راء ألف لام نون ألف راء من يده في الماء ليس كمن يده في النار. Now the last one من يضحك أخيرا يضحك كثيرا من يضحك أخيرا يضحك كثيرا ما the first one من ميم نون يضحك يا ضاد حا كاف يا ضاد حا كاف يضحك then the other one is أخيرا ألف خاء يا راء ألف خاء ر يا ألف خاء يا راء ألف so it's أخيرا ألف خاء يا راء ألف then يضحك again then كثيرا كاف ثاء يا راء آن ألف من يضحك أخيرا يضحك كثيرا. Alright, hopefully you think about these expressions and it will be your homework for the next week inshallah, which will be a general revision. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. نستودعكم الله ونختم بدعاء كفارة المجلس سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.